Hello, everyone. This is Shaheen Jedian. And today I have with me author of Finding Inner Happiness and also a wellness practitioner, Reiki practitioner, energy worker, and someone who has given birth to three wonderful children, natural birth, two of them which have been done through water birthing. And so today I decided to interview Tanya and explore some of the secrets of natural birthing, or at least better birthing, wellness, optimal wellness. And so we're going to turn to chapter 2 on her book called Finding Inner Happiness. And that's on page 35. We're looking at week 2 skills. And over here it says that optimal wellness, she explains it as wellness is physical well-being, especially when maintained or achieved through good diet and regular exercise with a focus on emotional wellness. Now, Tanya, you mentioned in your book something about treating symptoms, and also I see something about side effects of allopathic medicine versus natural homeopathic remedies, exploring holistic health methods, and a lot more talks about how to connect with the root cause of alleviating problems and achieving wellness. So I'd like to ask you to give me a little introduction first about how it was that you decided to explore wellness in the way that you did. And then maybe explain some of the writings on page 35 in your book, for those of you who have the book. And we'll go from there. Those of you who don't have the book, you can purchase the book online at findinginnerhappiness.com or at irealself.com. Okay, so let's go to Tanya right now. Here you go. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Shaheen. Hi, everybody. This is very exciting because this topic of wellness and birth is one of the most passionate fields that I work with today. And Shaheen, you asked how I got into natural birth, and I want to explain a little bit by going into my history that I am very curious, and I come in contact with a lot of people, and I've been to many countries and met many different people, and the way I decide to do things is I speak to various people, and, you know, I see what works, what didn't work, and I pretty much come up with a unique blend of what I feel works best for me in a holistic way. So the way I came up with the way that I wanted to have my birth was I had many friends who gave a regular birth in a hospital and looked at birth as a frightening experience. And some had, you know, some challenging experiences. And then I came across some people that looked as birth as a journey and something they looked forward to. And I was definitely curious. I was very, very curious. And when I was pregnant with our first child 14 years ago, I interviewed with doctors, with midwives. And at the time, I was comfortable to be in a hospital. And, you know, I took one step at a time. I always had books that I read and classes I went to and people that had done it before me that were experienced. I got myself coaching help and came to my own realization that I have the power to do whatever I set my mind to do. And I had set my mind on having experience, like a beautiful experience in the birth of my child, focusing on natural methods. And with the help of my husband and with the help of my doula and coach team, I was able to come up with a plan that I thought was going to work for me and that I would feel safe in. So I hope that answers your questions and how my journey started, because that was how it started.
Great. Tanya, that explains a lot about it. You mentioned that you originally, what I noticed in your talk is that first and foremost, you were open to new ways of birthing, right? And that's what I hear in your voice when you taught it, because knowing you personally and also having this discussion today, 14 years later, I sense from your talk and just also from knowing you personally that the openness that you had to explore new options is probably, I would say, the greatest success that allowed you to kind of, you know, have even the option in your subconscious mind for those new experiences, which is amazing. Now, what's your view of pain, right? How does pain work? What do you do with it? How do you go through pain? I mean, how do you make it that you can go through a birthing process and enjoy the experience even though there is pain? How do we do that? So that's my next question for you. Please answer that for us, because there's a lot of people online right now that want to hear this, and there's thousands of people in the future that are going to listen to the replays, and I think the way you explain it is so clear and broad, and we'd love to hear about that. Go ahead.
So, Shaheen, you want me to tell you what my view is of pain, and that's pretty much the first question I have with my many, you know, wonderful pregnancy moms, some new moms, and some experienced moms, and I'll tell you myself, when we had our baby 3.5 years ago, I'd almost forgotten what my view was of pain, and I was too a little scared. And what is beautiful about pain, I recently had a client, and her husband very much so wants her to have a natural birth, and she said to me in front of her husband, no, I'm not going to do anything natural. I don't want to experience any pain, and at the first moment that I can get any drug to numb me of my pain, I'm going to do so. And she was really scared of pain and not open to, you know, the journey of going through the pain and what that can do for you. So what I explained to her was that, you know, we all have a pre-perception of what pain is, and we always run away from it. And I completely understand. I don't want pain myself. However, there is a view that when we go through pain and get tools to go through pain, and there are definitely amazing tools out there to help you go through pain, that you become stronger by going through the pain. And sometimes the fear is what makes the pain accelerated. I remember at my home birth 3.5 years ago, I had a coach, I had a team of people helping me through it and giving me support. And there was one contraction I had that, you know, scared me a little bit. And my midwife looked at me and she said, "You can do it. You can do it. It's only going to last a few seconds, and you can do this one." And I did it. And very soon after Aaliyah was born, and I felt so much stronger that I was able to go through the pain, and it made me stronger in my life. It made me stronger in my relationships and my faith. It just made me a different person. Even though I had done it before, I did it again, and gave me the strength that sometimes in life, when things are difficult, if I did that, if I was able to birth naturally, I can do anything. And I have some friends that, you know, labored naturally. However, at the end, there was a point that they weren't able to finish up. They too. So wherever you are, in your birthing journey, even if it's for 1 hour, if it's for 2 hours, if it's the whole birth, good for you. At whatever level you are, I think if you take upon yourself to be open to your view of how you view pain and that you can do it and that you're going to come stronger on the other side, there are tools that I can definitely share with you that will help you get there. The first thing you just need to do is be open that pain is not necessarily a bad thing. Here's Shaheen.
Great. So let me recap what you're saying here. So what you're saying is that the first level is openness to new options. The step two is to learn to view pain differently, right? Allow pain to do its job and kind of stay out of its way so that it can provide you with what it is that it's supposed to provide. And it seems like from your explanation, I understand that you're saying that pain itself is not necessarily a bad thing. Rather, it allows you to have that challenge of being able to go through an experience knowing full well that you did it and that you were able to overcome it. And I've heard you before say that when someone goes through the birthing experience in a natural way where all the processes are dealt with the rhythm of life, that that person actually has a, I would say it's like riding the waves of the ocean. There's like a certain level of trust that you develop, which I know you have from the experience itself, that you can actually handle life's difficulties, the ups and downs, the waves of the ocean, kind of, so to speak. So with that in mind, what I understand totally from what you're saying is first be open and second understand that pain can be viewed differently and you can go through it. And you can go through it, not necessarily avoid it, but go through it. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, what tools have you found to be of particular help for a better birthing experience? Now, those of you who are listening who are thinking that Tanya is only saying do natural birth, that's not her message necessarily. Her goal is to help people to understand that there is options and that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, even if it's an hour of being more in touch with your body, your intuitions, and how your body functions and learning to trust it to allow that experience to happen, whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 2 days, 3 months, 6 months, the whole birthing experience, there's no perfect way to do it. However you do it, it's okay. As long as you know that there are other alternative options and that your body has that innate capability to carry out what it's meant to do. That's the strong message she's trying to cross. Because sometimes I know some people will be listening to this call and they'll be very intimidated, saying, oh my God, if I don't do natural birth, what happens? You know, what if I don't go all the way? Or I tried last time and didn't go through. Or there was another person that, you know, the doctor told me my body's not even capable of it. You know, there's all these different suggestions that others have given us and beliefs that we have inside. And we strongly recommend that you consult your medical doctor, your gynecologist. And at the same time, we also strongly recommend that you speak to other opinions like midwives, doulas, and complementary care health providers and people who provide a higher level of health psychology like Tanya, who can give you not just options, but provide you with a balanced, fine-tuned energy that takes you to the next level. So I want to give you a little introduction, a little bit about what things Tanya offers, and then I'm going to put her online to explain that a little further. So first of all, Tanya, the benefits of connecting with Tanya in any given way, whether it's through sessions or homeopathic constitutional remedies that she creates, or phone sessions, or just listening to this recording, or her hypnobirthing CD, the benefits are that you'll more than ever get in touch with how your body manages energy, which is really important. The only reason our body fails to do what it's supposed to do is because we haven't yet learned to manage the energy inside the body. We haven't yet learned to come at peace with the processes that it entails in order to manage that energy. And so that's one. The way, the modalities that Tanya uses to provide these unique complementary care, health, psychology, powerful breakthrough sessions is through four different tools. She's got homeopathic. She's a certified homeopath, so she provides you with homeopathic remedies that accelerate your birth process and create a major energy shift inside your body. She's got Bach flower therapy, which is another aspect of 39 flower essences in conjunction with powerful affirmations and subliminal subconscious belief shifts. She's got life coaching skills, and she's also a certified life coach, which she can walk you through and help you throughout your process in conjunction with your doctor or your midwife. Everything she does is very complementary so that you don't, you know, you can still continue to see your medical doctor, still continue to see your midwife, continue to have your massage therapist and your doula and your chiropractor and whatever it is that you integrate, she's there to complementary integrate herself right into your system. And that's the beauty of what she offers. She's got a system that fits right in with everything else and enhances the energy. And so before I give the talk over to Tanya, I want to thank all the medical doctors here in Beverly Hills who have been recently referring Tanya as complementary care and recognizing the value of what she's offering. I want to thank all of the yoga instructors who've been referring her. I want to thank all the teachers in her life who's been doing that for her and connecting her with so many good resources. I also want to thank other health professionals like psychologists and doulas and midwives who have involved Tanya in that birthing process, because I notice that there's an amazing satisfaction that Tanya gets out of helping people in that area, helping people see that they have options. And so since she's already had three children on her own with natural birthing, two of them which have been water birthing, but you don't have to do that. That's just an option. So with that, she's got a lot of experience in that area. And so at this point, I'm going to go ahead and give over the talk to Tanya for the ending of our this session. This is part one of healthy birthing and complementary wellness. So do we have some questions coming in? We have some phone calls coming in right now. Somebody asked a question here. What do you mean by energy work? Can you explain that a little bit? And how can you help fine-tune other people's energy? And I'll go ahead and give that to Tanya. Are you ready, Tanya? Here we go.
Wow, Shaheen, that was a beautiful explanation about what I do. Thank you. Again, it's really my passion to incorporate what I do to helping moms bring in children in the world and, with the confidence that they can do it in the best way possibly available to them. So I want to be able to provide the tools that I use for myself, the tools that I trained in to bring to this wonderful experience of birthing. So Shaheen mentioned that I do homeopathy, and the way that the homeopathy works is I meet with my clients during their pregnancy in the prenatal time period and strengthen them with the homeopathic remedies that I feel will give them optimal energy and optimal vibrancy and optimal confidence. As pretty much, we look at birthing sometimes as, it's the, when's your due date, really? However, it's not. It's not just the due date. It's the preparation, the way that you prepare. That's why we have 9 months, in my opinion. We have 9 months to prepare ourselves for this the way, you know, opening ourselves and the outlook that we have and the visions that we have that I, you know, in the hypnobirthing CD and a lot of work that I do one-on-one, we talk a lot about, you know, a lot of times people write a birth plan. I do a vision plan. You know, what's your ideal place? And bringing that to the birth, but sometimes it takes time, right? So the homeopathy is a great tool to optimize energy and optimize the vibrancy. And then for the time of birth, there's a kit I put together for the birthing mom, and it helps with, you know, I go over each remedy that's in there basically to help you deal with the pain, you know, to basically tame the energy of what's going on. There's a few remedies in there that I have found that I use myself that gave me that extra boost of energy that I was looking for, and I share that with my clients as well. That's with the homeopathy. With the Bach flowers, you know, a lot of my clients that come originally to me during the time of birth is because of their hormones being imbalanced. And Bach flowers, I have found, is one of the most amazing tools for balancing the hormones, again, helping with the energy, helping with the depression before and after, and all the other emotions that come up. Those are one of the other tools I help custom make for my clients, uniquely particular to their needs. And I'm able to sit with the clients and come up with a unique formula that will give them the boost they need to get them the results they're looking for. And as far as the energy work, the question that came in, what I do with my energy work is I have energy work sessions where it's, you know, balances the meridians, and in balancing the meridians, it's another tool I have in meridians or chakras. It opens you up, and I find that a lot of my clients respond very, very beautiful to the energy work, and especially right before labor, it just relaxes the body, and sometimes we get into our fear and we get into our head, and the energy work helps to go in the heart and open you up to the most beautiful experience that you possibly can have.
Great. Tanya, we have some people calling. We have a phone call. Someone wants to know, how would they reach you? And what's the first step if someone wants to connect with you and get some more information and go to the next level? What's the first step? Can you provide them with some information?
Sure. I can be reached from my website, which is www.livingmybest.org. I can be reached at www.livingmybest.org, and I can also be reached via email at info@tanyahealing.com. info@Tanya, T-A-N-I-A, healing.com, healing.com. And my phone number is 310-488-5367. You're welcome to call and leave a message, and I will return your call to set up timing.
Great. Thank you very much. I'll repeat that once more. So it's TanyaHealing. What is your website again?
You can go to TanyaHealing.com.
TanyaHealing.com. Okay. And so thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast, radiocast. And we're excited that there's so much tools available. And to end the phone call, I'm going to say that part of the reason that Tanya started this entire wellness program is because she realized that there is nowhere in the world, as she did all this research in the past 14 years, that has such an integrated approach. And so she decided to be the one that brings that integration. And so that's why you'll experience very powerful complementary care where there's energy work, there's homeopathic remedies, there's Bach flower therapy, there's natural connections, there's the person who's really experienced it on her own with three children already, being one of the first to experience actually doing natural birthing in a hospital, partly with water birthing. She was the first one in Maryland that they allowed her to even do that. And later on, worked also together with the Birth Sanctuary and Ricky Lake and a lot of people that have had successful experience being part of our team, being connected together. At this point, I'm going to end this session as we're passing our time. And there are many other questions that we've gotten online and through emails, which is going to be answered in part two of this discussion. Thank you very much for joining in. My name is Shaheen Jedian, certified hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner and life coach. If you need to reach me for other products or services with hypnosis, you can also call 323-680-4072 or visit irealself.com, ireal, self.com. Good day.